用六花纹的七支供养纹。这个比较大本的20面。Not the big book. We'll do the 7 prayers while visualizing the Buddha of compassion in front of us. 第一支是顶礼。顶礼的时候不要观想，只是你一个人在顶礼，你要观想所有的众生，还有你化现的，你化现成无量无边的身体去做这个顶礼。在供养的时候也是化现无量无边的身去做这个供养。20面。我以三门诚心恭礼敬，敬奉实现意现，敬奉实诚意现供养云，忏悔无始累积诸罪堕，随喜凡夫圣者各善业，生死未尽恭请常安住。这样你要观想常安住的时候，你要观想你每一个身体里面，从你的心间呢有那个供养天女，他拿了一个法座，这样的法座呢去供养这个大慈悲佛，然后呢法座呢无量无边的法座融入了这个你观想的那个慈悲佛的法座里面。所以我们再念次，生死未尽，生死未尽恭请常安住。然后同样的法轮，我们也是要观想我们现住这法轮。如果天女的供养天女现住了这个法轮之后，你要把天女给收回来你的心间的，并起为诸众生转法轮，回向自他功德于菩提。你自己在家里做的时候，你可以一支一支念了停下来做你的观想。通常我们在这里一起做，我们就一直念念到完。可是你念的时候，你嘴巴念，你的观想要同时出来的。你不是念了就完了，念了完了是没有功德的。最多只那么一点点念诵的功德而已。所以念的时候要观想一起出来，然后你供养完了你要把你的那天女从天女从你的心间出来做这供养，然后你要把这天女收回你的心间的要不然你送出去里面收回来，好像那气球漏风了一样。好，所以收回来然后我们就可以做这个修心八颂了。修心八颂呢让我翻译翻译从英文这边翻译。就是说当我们在做这个每一个诵偈的时候呢，所以我们要观想呢这个慈悲佛的心间呢放出这个大光芒，这大光芒还有降下甘露，然后清洗了我们所有的障碍我们的业障我们的烦恼等等。但清洗过后呢，我们就能呢证得每一个偈颂里面所要我们达到的那个境界。这里面有讲什么观想种子是什么这些，其实我觉得还可以啦，因为上师仁波切还没有教，他没有讲，所以我们就根据仁波切讲的，他清洗我们的业障过后呢，然后我们就祈求这个慈悲佛呢加持我们，让我们呢能够证得所有的偈颂里面所要讲的达到的境界然后我们就去念那个第一个颂一个偈颂。所以现在我们做的观想呢自己从心里呢祈求这个大慈悲佛呢让我们呢清除我们的业障，让我们呢能够证得修心八颂里面所讲的境界。来，请自己做观想做祈求。那慈悲佛呢欢喜欢喜加持， 所以现在我们就念第一个偈颂：我于一切有情众，视之有甚如意宝，愿成满彼究竟力，恒常心怀真爱情。所以现在我们就要花时间呢，去分析做思维修，为什么一切有情众呢，是比如意宝还要珍贵的？它的理由是什么？大家可能会问什么？大家懂什么是如意宝吗？你懂观世音菩萨？你看他在十一面哦，十一面千手千眼观世音菩萨，他手里你看他不是这样做礼拜的对吗？他手里拿着的那一个东西就叫做如意宝啊。Wish fulfilling jewel， 这个如意宝呢，就是说，当你向这个如意宝祈求的时候呢，你祈求心里有什么祈求什么愿望，它就会满你的愿望，你就会得到什么啊？你祈求什么就会得到什么。你祈求可能很多财富啊，就给很多财富；你祈求祈求什么孩子啊，很多子孙，他就给你很多子孙。所以这个如意宝呢，是威力是非常强大的。可是呢，它如意宝只能满你这一世的要求啊！如果你这世完了，它就完了，你也去完了，你就所以它的功用呢，只是这一世而已啊！可是你这一世就什么烦恼都，什么身边的你身体所需的烦恼呢就没有了，所以那个是如意宝。为什么一切众生比如意宝还要殊胜？所以就你要用Ken Rinpoche 跟我们讲过的 那些理由去分析，大家还记得吗？那个理由是什么？对，每一个众生都有我们都有恩惠的啊，所以他那时候 Ken Rinpoche 跟我们做的是那个七重因果菩提心的修法。所以在这个在第一偈颂里面是七重因果菩提心的修法，就每个众生呢，过去世都曾经是我们的母亲啊，这是他的那个第一个修法。为什么过去世是我们的母亲？所以他很多，你要想想，你这个不是这一生，还有很多很多生的。然后他们是我们的母亲的时候，他跟我们做了些什么？他对我们的付出是什么？然后还有一个是。这个是那个荆州大师，苏文达腊荆州大师教导阿底峡尊者的七重因果修法，还有一个是祭天菩萨的那个菩提心修法，这个天龙别还没有教啊，所以他有两个传承啊，这个天龙别给我们的传承的是荆州大师苏文达腊荆州大师的七重因果修法，来，请站立。 现在呢，请大家，对不起，刚才大家做了观想之后，其实过后你做完了要做回向的，然后你要把你的观想收回来的，然后你请你自己收回来。哦，收回来就是它融成光，然后这个光呢啊，回到你的心里啊，所以它一定要收回来的。好，现在请大家打开这个《般若波罗蜜多心经》的法本第三面。Page 3。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界，乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波迪梭哈。现在呢，要念这个修心八颂，只是念的。来，有谁需要的？No, they're copying. They're copying. 等一下，等一下，让他们。For those who are more familiar with English, you can.Can refer to the English version on the Red Prayer Book, on page 161. 英文法本是第161页。修心八颂，我于一切有情众，视之尤甚如意宝，愿成满彼究竟力，恒常心怀真爱情，随处与谁为伴时，视己教诸众人悲，从心深处思利他，恒常尊他为最上，一举一动观自心，正当烦恼出萌生， 危害自与他人时，愿其呵斥令消除，秉性邪恶重有情，恒为猛烈最苦迫，见时如遇大宝藏，难知羞悲愿珍惜。他人出于嫉妒心，非礼辱骂谤我等，亏损失败我取受，愿将胜利奉献他，无习饶益助某人，解曾身心寄厚望，彼虽非礼忘加害，愿人视为善知识，无论直接与间接，愿献利乐与友情，如母友情诸苦万，我愿暗中尽取受，愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染，身观诸法皆如幻，无执离缚得解脱。
Your question one, yeah. If you have,
大家有什么问题吗？有问题可以提出来。一个问题。
阿弟有问题吗？你等一下。
问哦，怎么样修止跟修定啊？
Kim Rinpoche, her answer is how do we practice? Her question, sorry, her question is how do we practice shamatha and vipassana? How do you achieve shamatha, calm abiding?And meditative civilization, and go into insight meditation. Yeah.
First thing is to relax. Yeah. Then you have nice bed, nice pillow. Then you sleep comfortably, Yeah, and you must breathe. You don't breathe, then danger. You must breathe. Then you wake up, whole night you are in shamatha there.
这个是
easy to meditate shamatha.
Auntie can't believe your answer from her facial expression. Rinpoche 想了，如果我们要修止的话呢，首先我们必须要放松我们的心啊，心要非常的放松。所以他就说，首先你需要一个很好的床，还有很好的枕头，这你可以躺下去呢，可以很放松的呼吸。Hello， 听得清楚吗？就首先呢，我们要放松我们的心呢、啊。就是你要修，你要止的话，达到那止的境界，就是说你的心呢要能够放松。所以人们就说，你需要一张很好的床，还有枕头，你可以躺在上面呢，慢慢的呼吸。
啊
？Seems very simple. Seems very simple.
So, this one maybe next year.
Next year
we have class then. We'll see how to meditate on shamatha or this thing.
Okay.
Next, need another separate class for that.
所以大家听到了，这是明年课程的广告。明年我们的课呢，就会教怎么样修止，然后入定。所以明年的课就是止观。你还要再跟这个问题再问下去哈？So Ramjay, can she ask another question? Since this question, you will only answer next year.
可以啦。可以吗？
可以。
可以啊，好。这样。
Can, can.
快可以了吧？啊，我想问林博士，我们每一次法会都有秘籍嘛？那个秘籍嘛，可以解释它的殊胜是什么吗？因为我每次都在念秘籍嘛，但是我不晓得它的殊胜在有多殊胜，请您博士告诉我们可以吗？
好像华文好像不叫秘籍嘛嘞。他们叫秘籍嘛，after every teaching or puja or all this, we always chant mitzma, as an ending mantra or praise. So what are the special benefits or advantages of this mitzma, or how special this mitzma is? Rinpoche enlighten us?
What? How?
How special this mitzma is? What are the benefits or advantages of practicing this mitzma? 对不对？Translator already asked whether it's right or wrong. She says she doesn't understand English. What is the meaning of every verse or in the mitzma, and how special mitzma is? Because everybody say that it has a lot of benefit. It brings a lot of benefit. It's very special. You know, it's very holy. It has a lot of advantages. But really, how special it is, and what kind of benefits that it brings, and what are the kind of thing that you get from practicing this mitzma? 他不是念而已了，他有修行的啊。啊，我们平常是念的，其实他不只是念的啊。你已经问了，等 Rinpoche 回答。
Heaven give answer. How can you say 谢谢
？Heaven give answer. 还没有给答案，你怎么可以说谢谢？Because you want to give me answer. That's why I say thank you in advance.
So, this verses, you know, that makes it, huh? That makes me say it, isn't it? It's just, 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 it's just. So this, how the verses came there, you know, very beginning, Lama Tsongkhapa, he wrote, not exactly same that this verses, he wrote this verses to the, his teacher, the Sakya, one of his teacher, Jetsun Rendawa. You know, Rendawa is the Sakya, but Lama Tsongkhapa's teacher. You know? So he praised this word, you know? Not exactly same this one. First are same, I think, Mingne Tsebe, Tsinjir, Timye Chambo, Umbo Chamaya, Dibo Mali. The last part, Shinu Rende Shabwa Swadips. You know, he make this praise to Rendawa. Not the last one, Tsongkhapa is not that, but he, very beginning, the first three is same. The last one, Shinu Rende Shabwa Swadips. You know, Jesu Rendawa. You know, he wrote this praise to his teacher, you know.
所以刚开始呢，这个赞语呢，其实呢，并不是写来称赞宗噶巴大师的。其实这个赞语呢，本身是宗噶巴大师自己写给称赞他的老师的。他的老师是萨迦派，就花教派的那个尊者仁达瓦尊者。仁达瓦尊者呢是他的导师，像这宗大师呢，这宗大师就写了这个四句咒，这个偈言呢，来称赞这个仁达瓦。所以开始的前三句呢是一样的，密密斯维德君君瑞君密肯莫莫杰莫杜波莫拉君三维德。可最后一句呢是西内仁瓦巴苏瓦德，苏瓦德是敬礼的意思啊。对不起啊，我不会藏文。
So then. After his teacher mentioned, reply back, when he composed this, then express to his teacher, then the, his teacher, the Rendawa, so he mentioned, this praise doesn't fit for me. Is this praise exactly fit to you? You know, mentioned to Lama Tsongkhapa back. Then he just changed the last part. Not in the put this word there, this prayer exactly fit for you, you know. Then his teacher make this back to him.
所以他写完这个赞记之后呢，宗大师写完这个赞记之后呢，就送给他的导师这个仁达瓦尊者。这个仁达瓦尊者看了之后呢，就说：“哎，其实呢，这个赞记呢并不适合我，他更适合你。”所以呢，他就拿起笔，把最后这句称赞他的话给他删掉，就把它盖成写成了“礼敬雪山圣者”宗噶巴大师，然后就把他送回去给他了。
那师父又送回给那个弟子回，就是
对，那师父觉得那句子更适合他的徒弟，
更适合宗噶巴大师。
对，
哦，好。
So like that. So this verse is extremely, I mean, not like common, you know, it's really great master and the student, you know, praising each other. Not to just to making the person high, descended, not like that, but they do have this real quality. You know, so so they wrote this verse. So then, later this verse become very popular in Lama Tsongkhapa tradition. So all the people, all the monastery, like Gelug tradition, they recite this prayer.
所以呢，这个赞语呢是这样来的。在这个赞语呢，其实呢，并不是说就是说伟大的老师和他的那个学生呢互相称赞，并不是这样的。比如说我写了赞语呢去奉承你啊，哇，把你捧得高高在上的，并不是这样的意思。而是呢，这个赞语其实呢是显现了其实他们所证悟的功德，因为他们呢是他们本身呢都是具德的啦，具德的老师，所以呢过后呢这个赞语呢就在藏地啊非常的流行了，很多人呢都会称颂了，都会去念这句子，在黄教的寺庙里啊，或者是路边的人啊，每个人都会念这个四句赞语。
So the first sentence that name is in Genesis, so that is, you know, talking about quality of Lama Tsongkhapa. So he had what you call that great compassion in his heart. So first sentence is saying that, you know, you are the one who have great compassion, you know.
这个四句四语呢，第一个句也是 Mimi Sweet Chinchin Raising， 这个赞扬的呢是宗大师的那个大慈大悲的功德，就是说如果没有记错的话中文是无缘大悲观自在菩萨，所以他赞扬这个宗大师呢所证悟的大慈悲功德。
Yeah, so,
I don't need me,
so, so, mainly, what do you call, so, I mean, saying that, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa, he have great compassion, then, what do you call, he's like a embodiment of compassion of Buddha, you know.
所以呢，这所赞扬的那个慈悲的功德，就好像宗大师有如观自在菩萨，就好像观自在菩萨的化身一样。其实他就是了。
Yeah, so then second, what call them? So that one second verses, so.Dressing, the Lama Tsongkhapa had great wisdom. You know, he is embodiment of the Manjushri. So saying that.
他的第二行是 Rupoma Lujum Se San Veda. 这赞扬的就是宗喀巴大师呢他的大智慧。他的大智慧就赞扬他就好像是文殊一样。像他也是文殊的化身了。
So, so, I mean, or some, the translate there, the Lama Tsongkhapa had stainless wisdom, yeah? Stainless wisdom. So, Prince is saying that. So that means, so you hear,realizing emptiness directly, you know, so.
所以呢，这第二行呢，其实就赞扬的就是有人说呢，就是宗大师呢已经证得了无垢的智慧。什么是无垢的智慧呢？无垢的智慧就表示他已经清证空性。
So you can see that in our life. So you can, when you see Lama Tsongkhapa, so when you look at him, he's outwardly, outwardly, we can, he's like a compassionate Buddha. Inwardly, also he has great compassion. You know, outlook also have like a, look like a compassionate Buddha. So, in reality, so he's the embodiment of the compassionate Buddha. So like that. So then, the second verse is saying that when you look at Lama Tsongkhapa, he's no different from Manjushri. You know, he has so much wisdom. You know, so, so in reality, so the priest is saying he is the Manjushri. So like that.
所以呢，第一个寄送赞扬的是宗大师呢，好像这个观世音菩萨。所以当我们看到这个宗大师的时候，我们看他的外表，就是从外面去看他，哎，他就好像好像这个慈悲佛一样哦，他的显现，他的那个样子。可是他的内心呢，他的内在呢，其实他是有大慈大悲心的，就好像观世音菩萨的大慈大悲心，他已经证得了和观世音菩萨一模一样的大悲心。所以呢，真正的他的真正的来讲呢，他其实就是大慈悲佛的化身，就他拥有了这大慈大悲心。这样第二行呢，讲的是我们从外面看这个宗大师呢，他好像是和文殊师利就是智慧佛一模一样的。这样其实他的内心呢，也证得了这个空性的大智慧。所以呢，真正来说，他本身呢，根本就是他就是文殊师利的化身。
So like, so this the mixture might have different verses, you know. So normally they recite only 4 lines, you know. Some people they recite 5 lines, you know. So some people there's another longer one is 9 lines. So there's different verses.
像这个米斯妈呢，他有不同的行数了，像。我们这里我们念的通常都是四行的米斯玛，可是米斯玛呢有5行的，这样呢最长的是有9行的米斯玛，就是我们古鲁布加的时候念的9行的。
So then the third line, the Tsongkhapa, crown jewel of the estate of land of the snow. So of course Lama Tsongkhapa was born in Tibet. So then the press, you know, he's the jewel, crown jewel of the, is what you call, state, land of the snow. So they talk about Tibet.
所以最后一行呢，就讲这个宗大师啊，宗大师他是雪山这个雪域，就指的就是西藏了，这大圣者。就好像是所有的珠宝里面的最明亮的那颗珠宝。
So, I mean, when you look his biography, his story, and also how much he clarified the Buddha's teaching, you know, so extremely, especially talking emptiness, you know, talking about the subtle emptiness, then he really make extremely clear his statement, you know, otherwise,there's so many confusion about the emptiness. You know, what really emptiness is in past. A lot of confusion there. So then Lama Tsongkhapa make extremely clear this part. You know, not by just he say, but he's really study the, the Indian great pandit the text, like Nagarjuna,then Chandrakirti, then I do not remember. So like that, those great Indian texts he did study, then from there he made very clear about the emptiness.
所以当我们看这个宗大师的生平事迹的时候呢，我们看到其实呢他的证悟呢是无与伦比的。为什么呢？他在解释，尤其是他解释这空性智慧的时候呢，是非常非常清晰的。特别是很细微的、细分的空性。 啊，他讲得非常的清楚，哦，所以你如果去读去研习的话呢，你不会感到很混乱的，因为那时候在西藏那个时候呢，很多人对空性智慧呢都不是很明了的，而且都是很乱的，很混乱的，大家都不明白到底什么才是空性，空性到底是什么，这空性智慧又证得的是什么东西，怎么样的境界，这样宗大师呢就能很清楚的去阐释，去解释，去说明这空性智慧。这并不是说他说得很好，他讲得很好，而是他本身有深入的去研究这个印度班智达他们的教导。比如说圣者龙树菩萨啦，月称菩萨啦，他们所写的关于空性智慧的教导，他很深入的，不只是去看去读，而且他去修正，而且证悟了，所以他所讲的空性智慧呢是非常清晰，很容易明了的。
So like that, also then also he made very clear, teaching and meditation also about just in the past, you know, there's many people have mistaken on the karma biting meditation. So many of the past, you know, they mix, confuse with the subtle laxity and the real karma biting, you know. So Lama Tsongkhapa make very clear about that. These two are different, you know.
当然，我们讲，如果宗格巴大师、宗大师能很清楚的讲空性智慧的话，像他对于禅修的各个境界呢，他的分析讲解是非常非常清楚的，你怎么样去修这个止，这安迪尼的问题，这样修止。所以呢，在那个时候呢，在宗大师那个时候，那个时代西藏时候，很多人呢对这个修止都有很错误的观念还有见解，他们误以为呢，如果呢我去打坐禅修的时候，我进入个非常松懈的藏 的境界，这样我就是得到止了，那我就得到止了，这样人家以为这个就止了，其实这是一种懈怠来的，在禅修的境界里面叫懈怠，你并没有进入止的境界，所以它这两种的懈怠和止呢是完全不一样的东西，可是很多人都不知道它有什么不同，所以呢宗大师就很清楚的去讲去分析这两种的不一样。所以明年你一定要来听。
I'm just wondering.
They must come next year.
They
must come next year to listen.
What is subtle laxity?
Yes.
What is real meditation? So next time, what's the difference? You know, so we'll find out. So the point is, Lama Tsongkhapa make very clear. You know, when you mix up this thing, so very subtle laxity and the karma biting, if you mix up, then you think that is the, you are meditating very well, you think, but in reality you are not. You know, just like you are in the subtle laxity state. You keep meditating on that state, so he mentioned that your wisdom doesn't increase, or rather decrease, lose your memory. You know, so, this is something very subtle, you know. So, when the subtle laxity happens, you have your object of meditation is there. You know, you see that clearly. Still, you are very clear, your mind, see that. That, what call, but your mind holding on the object is not that, what call, what do you call? Not powerful, just relax. You know, like that. So that's called subtle laxity. Yeah.
所以呢，我们要讲的就是宗大师呢，对这个 禅修的各个境界，然后最后证入空性，他的解释呢是非常非常清楚的，尤其是止和懈怠啊这两种境界的不同。因为有很多人呢，他们去禅修啊，他就进入一个松懈的状态，他以为自己就得到止了。这样，如果你认为你得到止了，得止了哈，这样你就一直一直这样禅修下去，你的智慧呢，其实并不会增加哦。你可能呢，你的那智慧可能会减弱，或者是你的记忆力其实会丧失，因为呢，到达这样境界，那它是非常细分的。这是一个非常细分的心的状况，所以如果这个你对这个细分的心呢不清楚的话呢，你的智慧是不会增长的。这样，当你进入一个懈怠的状态的时候，你的对境还是非常清晰的，你禅修的对境还是很清晰很清晰的。可是你的心对这对境的专注力啊，其实是开始松懈了，他的专注力已经散失了，可是你还是不懂，因为它是很清晰嘛。
Okay, so this is something difficult to understand. When you meditate, sometimes when you meditate, whatever you're meditating, object is very clear to yourself. No, then your mind is focusing there, but not distraction. Also, you don't have distraction, but your mind is there, you know, in the object very clearly. But you won't notice.Your mind is not so, you know, holding on the object, a little bit relaxed, you know. I don't know. Then that, that time is called laxity, you know, because your mind is not that holding on the object, very, I mean, the example is like that. If you hold the cup,On your hand. Yeah, you know you're holding the cup on your hand. You know, but it's holding, but same time you are not so, you know, you don't feel you're holding your with the finger, you know, very loose like that. Object, you know, not so much. I don't know whether it's tight, I don't say it's tight, but.I mean, there's the way of holding the, you know, like too loose, you know, loosing the holding. You're holding, but loose way, you know. So, too tight also not correct, too loose also not correct, but in middle way, you have to hold the object, you have to think, you know. You know, I don't know how to call it.Okay, you translate. I have no idea.
其实这个细分的这个心识啊，你要去解释的话，其实是非常难解释的，因为你需要去实际的去禅修，你真的要去做的，去禅修。像进入了这个境界，我们讲这个止观的那个境界，你要有观的话，你首先要得止，得止才有观。像你要修，你要得止的话呢，那你进入这个境界的时候，在你还没有得止之前呢，你的对境呢要非常清晰。对境就是你禅修的时候，你所观想的或你所看的，你所分析的那个事物，我们叫对境。这样你的对境呢，或者有些就有些翻译它叫客体。这样你这个去禅修的人呢，你是主体。那个是客体，你的客体呢，或者叫对境，要非常的清晰。可是有些人虽然能够，就是你的心是不会散乱的，然后那客体是很清晰的呈现在你的眼前，可是呢，虽然呢，你的那个对境，你能禅修的非常非常的清晰，可是呢，你不会说特别的去留意，就好像你拿这个杯子啊，像你拿这个杯子的时候，你握着这个杯子的时候呢，怎么讲呢？是懈怠进来的时候啊，你不会，这懈怠是一种心啊，一个心锁，一个心锁。这样你的懈怠进来的时候，你并没有观察到你的对，因为你的对境还是非常非常的清晰，所以呢，你
就好像你握着这个杯子，举个例子，握着杯子，你的手是握着杯子，可是呢，你不可以握得太紧，也不可以握得太松。那懈怠的时候，就表示你握得太松了。你的手是握着这个杯子的，可是你感觉到你好像不是握着杯子，杯子可能会掉下来那个样子，就是懈怠了啊。可是你没有发现懈怠，你没有发现这个心所。为什么你没有发现这个懈怠呢？是因为呢，这个对境还是很清晰啊。所以当你禅修的时候，你不可以有懈怠啊，就是你不可以握着杯子太过松，也不会太过紧啊，要不松不紧，刚刚好，中道了啊。
So like that. So the point is, when you meditate, you have clear object in your mind, but you don't have this strong energy from your mind, you know, from the mind. You're not so alert, you know, for your mind is. You have clear.There, but your mind is not so. You don't have much strength, you know, holding the object, loosen the object, you know. So, but you think you are meditating there, you know, you are very clear, you just relax like that. Then sometimes many people have mistake on that. Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, so they think this is real meditation. Then they stay long time of meditation. Then after a while.This memory loosen, you know, person doesn't become more clever, not intelligent, you know, rather like did long meditation, but the wisdom decrease. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa said, this is not right meditation. Right meditation must increase your wisdom. So his logic is that, you know, the meditation is supposed to produce the wisdom.No, not to increase the wisdom. So therefore, this is wrong, he said. Yeah.
所以当我们在禅修的时候呢，如果有这个懈怠啊，有这懈怠出现的话，这样我们对境呢虽然是很清晰的，可是我们的心的那个力呢就开始散了，我们心力就开始散了。所以呢，你虽然那个对境还是很清晰的，可是呢，你感觉到哦，你的心呢要能够顶住哦，那个使它清晰，那个力量，心的那力量开始要散化了。那个，你所禅修的那对境呢，要开始散了。可是你没有注意到，你以为哦，我的心呢现在哇好放松啊，好轻松啊，好舒服、啊。所以有些人以为我其实呢我已经得到值了啊，我现在就真的是在禅修了，我要很用功，因为你要不断的练习嘛，反复练习嘛，所以他们就花了很长的时间呢，就在这样的境界里面哦，就是花了很长的时间哦，哇，这一直修，哇，好清净，好清晰，很清晰。可是呢，他不知道已经有懈怠进来了，所以因为这个长时期这样修下去，所以你的记忆力其实会衰退的，像你的智慧呢，反而呢没有增长，反而减少了。所以呢，宗喀巴大师讲，这样的禅修呢，其实是错误的。如果你修成这个样子，其实呢，你已经修错了。因为呢，如果你真正的去修的话，正确的方法去修的话呢，其实你的那对境很清晰，可是你的智慧呢，是应该是越来越多的，你的智慧会不断的增长的。
So. So, I mean, what I'm talking here is, you know, extremely, Lama Tsongkhapa has so much wisdom, you know, he's like a Manjushri, you know, he has so much wisdom. So, he clarified many of the doubts, many of the doubts, wrong interpretation of Buddha's teaching, so he made extremely clear. So therefore,So, the praise him is crown of the jewel of Tibet, you know.
所以呢，我们可以从宗大师的生平还有事迹呢，看到他的智慧，他就好像文殊师利一样，文殊师利一样，所以他的教导呢，
清除了，清除了很多人的疑惑，对佛法修行上的疑惑，尤其是对佛法的不正确的理解还有分析，所以他都一一呢可以破斥这些错误的见解还有修行。所以这第二行呢就是称赞这个宗噶巴大师呢好像西藏雪域国王的头冠的那个钻石那个宝珠宝。
So then, so like that. So some the pipeline, so then they put like the warm water from the Sangyata. So that means pressing. So saying that Lama Tsongkhapa has so much power to destroy, you know, all the Maras. So much power to destroy the Maras. So he's like an embodiment of the Vajrapani. But, yeah.
如果你用的是那个五行的，你念说是五行的米兹玛的话，这样它接下来呢还有第三行就是Rupong Malu Jumse San Veda 就是金刚手所以呢他就赞扬呢宗噶巴大师的大威力，他的大威力呢能够摧服所有的魔障。降服所有的魔，就好像金刚手一样，所以是称赞宗噶巴大师呢是金刚手的化身。
So many here, so looking at Lama Tsongkhapa's quality, you know, he have great compassion, he have great wisdom, he have what call great power, you know, to destroy.You know, all the maras, you have wisdom, you know, you have compassion. You know, then you make a strong request to Lama Tsongkhapa, may I have this quality within my mind, you know.
所以呢，这五行的米斯玛呢，其实赞扬呢就是宗噶巴大师所证悟的功的智慧。这第一行赞扬的是宗大师呢有着大慈悲的功德。第二行赞扬的是宗大师呢有着大智慧的功德。第三行赞颂的是宗噶巴大师呢有大威德实力的功德。所以呢。我从身心向宗噶巴大师祈求愿我呢能拥有像您或用我能证的您所拥有的这些功德。通常的藏文里面呢跟人家顶礼的话跟人家顶礼拜就是说祈求你给我这些功德的意思。
So here, I mean, the point is seeing the quality of Lama Tsongkhapa. You know, then wish to be like him, you know, saying this prayer, then wishing, you know, praying for him, may I able to be like him, you know, having great compassion, wisdom, power to help numbers of sentient beings.You know, then you read this prayer. So how much you have conviction, faith to Lama Tsongkhapa, and how much you see the quality of Lama Tsongkhapa, so how much strong prayer you make, how much strong request you make, you know, then that much benefit oneself receives, you know.
所以呢这米兹玛呢主要是让我们呢能够清楚的看到宗噶巴大师的功德我们希求自己呢也能像宗噶巴大师一样证得这样的功德，我们希求呢我们能证得大慈悲的功德，我们希求呢我们能够得到大智慧的功德，我们希求呢我们能够得到大威德势力的功德，这样有了这种种的功德呢我们就能够帮助所有的一切众生。所以呢如果我们在念诵这个米斯玛的时候，我们的
能够看到这样的东西哦，啊，能够吸求这样的东西，并啊看到这个宗大师他所证得的这些功德智慧呢，然后我们从身心呢能够很强烈的哦，很强烈发这个身心去祈求的话呢，我们有这样的心愿的话呢，这样我们就能够哈得到哈这样的功德。这我们所能够得到的利益呢，就是我们的这个发心呢有多强，是我们能够看到的宗大师的功德有多少。
So I mean, the most important is that of course by reciting that, of course there's many benefits also explained about just reciting this one because composed by the, you know, how the story works. You know, Namazama composed by his teacher, then at the end, teacher.Really, you know, see the point and press back to Lama Tsong Kapa like that. So because of that, lot of blessing there. So we have a recite. So, you know, so get the benefit, you know.
当然如果我们只是念诵这个米字马的话，他可以得到很多的利益的。为什么呢？因为呢，为什么这个赞颂啊，这样有这样大的利益？这是因为呢，这个赞颂本来就是宗噶巴大师要写给称赞他的老师的，可是老师却看到，其实呢，这个赞文呢，其实更适合他的弟子啊，就更适合宗噶巴大师，就改了送回给他。所以在这样的过程中呢，这无形中这个赞语呢，就有很大的加持力了。所以当我们去念诵的话呢，我们就会得到啊。得到这样大的那个加持力量。
So like that, so of course, how much you understand who is Lama Tsongkhapa? One thing you can read his biography, you know, read his story, how he studied, how much he meditated, how much purification practice he did in his lifetime. So, on the way to.Connect with Lama Tsongkhapa is to read his story.
所以呢，你所能够得到的利益呢，其实看你对宗大师的理解、了解他的生平啊、他的教导等等。所以你可以去读啊，关于宗噶巴大师的生平事迹。啊，他生平事迹啊有写书出来，你去看看他是怎么样的，他的那个生呢，那一生是怎么样的去接受啊佛教的教导啊，怎样去做文啊、思啊、修啊，他所证得的那种种功德。
Okay, so you'll get some idea, but you really want to know Lama Tsongkhapa, really want to feel his quality.Feeling close to him is to study his text, read his text, and think about what he said. You know, then it makes huge difference. You know, the feeling is different. You know, how much he put effort and how much clarify his teaching. You know, so then you study, you read, you think, you know, extremely clear his teaching is there. So then you are able to.Have really seen him as a Buddha, you know. So therefore, I think it's really important to read his text, yeah, to study.
所以刚才我们所讲的是让大家有一些概念。可是如果你真的哈，非常想要了解宗噶巴大师所证悟的这些功德的话，其实最好的方法呢，就去读他写的经典，啊，他写的关于佛教的一些开示的经典，然后呢，根据他的这些教导呢，去做思维修。啊，你去看他写了些什么，然后你去讲，诶，他为什么这么说呢？然后你去进一步的去修，这样你可以看到有很大的不同。因为呢，他对佛陀的开示啊，他的那个讲解，他是非常非常清楚的，所以你不会看了你很多疑问啊、疑团啊，就会打散打清了。所以你就可以很清楚的看到啊，你读的时候，你去修，然后你证的时候，你就讲哇，这好像就是佛陀一样嘛，啊，所以你就能很清楚的看到，诶啊，原来宗噶巴大师呢，就好像佛陀一样，无二无别。
所以呢去读去听闻他所写的那经文的那个教导，然后去思维啊，是非常重要的。
OK，OK，Alright， 大概。
OK， 谢谢，这个不用翻译。
我让周恒在上海投资。啊？So, last time we talked about, you know, how to see the sentient beings like so precious, you know, like a wish fulfilling jewels, you know. I think so far we're talking about that.
那上一堂课呢，我们讲到呢，众生其实是非常珍贵的，好像如意宝一样。
Have you seen? Not that. Have you seen? Have you what? Have you seen? Have
所以
understand? I don't know what. No.
所以大家回去修有没有看到这一点？
啊、about to. about to see.
大家看到了吗
？So, I mean.Of course, this is the extremely difficult practice, you know, so not that easy, so, but this is the most beneficial practice, meditation, we could say, you know, how you see, isn't it, sentient beings is very precious, you know, also looking at that, you know, you cherish,each and every sentient being, you get all the happiness from this life, next life, until enlightened. If you cherish sentient beings, like cherish oneself. No, exactly like that, you cherish other sentient beings, how you cherish yourself. Then that bring happiness, this life, next life, life to life, liberation up to enlightened will be achieved, you know. You have to understand that part.
是众生呢，好像如意宝这样，这个修行方法呢是非常非常非常艰难的一个修法啊。可是呢，它却是这个修法虽然是非常艰难，可是它所带给我们的利益呢却是最大的。所以，如果你修行啊，从修行的角度来看，能够修得这个，它带来的利益呢是却是最大的。为什么说它？这个修行法所带的利益是所有修行里面利益最大的，因为如果你能够珍爱众生的话，众生好像比如意宝这样，你不只是这一生你会得到快乐，你的下一生也会得到快乐啊，直到你生生世世，直到你证得佛的果位为止。所以呢，如果你能够珍爱众生，好像珍爱自己一般，你就可以为自己这一生带来快乐，为下一生自己下一生带来快乐，为自己的生生世世带来快乐，直到你证得解脱轮回，直到你证得佛的果位为止。
So like that. So same thing. When you go to temple.You come to the temple, you see the Buddha's object, holy object, Buddha's image. You sit down and make prayer. You know, what you're really praying is looking for some happiness, you know, praying for happiness, you know.
同样的，我们每次来到寺庙的时候，我们看到佛像啊，都会拜拜啊，然后坐下来啊，拜拜，然后祈求。我们祈求什么呢？我们都祈求能够得到快乐。
Yeah, so that you could pray for that. So now here the point is, when you cherish sentient beings, you achieve what you pray. You know.
所以呢，我们通常都会向这个佛啊祈求。可是当我们真爱所有的众生的话呢，我们就能得到我们的祈求。
So idea is that, you know, so therefore, so I mentioned before, so the Shantideva said, so you really wish, you know, to the numberless of suffering, you know, into samsara, you know, while you're in samsara, you want to eliminate or reduce the numberless of suffering in samsara, then must cherish other, be more compassionate, you know, like that.
所以呢，圣者还有祭天大菩萨曾经说过，如果呢我们想要去除在轮回中的无量痛苦的话，如果我们想要去除在轮回中的无量痛苦的话，这样呢我们必须真爱他人，我们必须修慈悲心。
So that, so same thing. Then I think then he mentioned the same thing. If you really wish to have numberless of sentient beings, you really wish to have many sentient beings, then he say, cherish other. You know, cherish other, be more compassionate.
同样的，祭天圣者祭天大菩萨也说过，如果我们真的想要帮助其他的无量无边的众生的话呢，我们必须真爱他人，我们必须修大悲心。
So then the same thing he said, if you wish to, your wish is to achieve all the happiness, you know, the greatest happiness, you wish to achieve enlighten, your wish is that include the greatHappiness, all the happiness, the many happiness you wish to achieve, then cherish other. And be more compassionate. That's what Shantideva said.
圣者祭天大菩萨也说，如果我们真的想要得到所有的快乐，得到最大的快乐的话，这样我们必须真爱他人，我们必须修这个悲心。
啊？Oh, like that. Then also mention, you know, like, when you have great compassion, you know, then when you cherish other sentient beings, then we're able to purify it. Even the heaviest negative karma is mentioned that, you know, so when you have great compassion, the bodhicitta mind, then you're able to purify it. You know, very quickly, you know,Very quickly, you are able to purify all the negative karma, you know, within the moment.
像同样的经典也讲过，如果呢我们能够升起这个大悲心的话，我们能够真爱其他的人的话呢，我们就能迅速的、非常非常快的净化我们所。种下的所积累的最深最重的恶业，最深最重的业障。
So I mentioned that. So, so very powerful. You know, when you develop Buddhist mind, so loving kindness, Buddhist mind, then the practice become extremely powerful, able to purify it, even the heaviest negative karma.
所以呢，这个大悲心啊，这个悲心呢是非常强而有力的。所以呢，如果我们能够升起我们的菩提心、我们的慈心、我们的悲心、我们的大悲心的话呢，它将能在 最短的时间内呢净化我们最深重的恶业。
So like so therefore there's some the story, you know, like Asanga, you know, went to cave and meditate to see the Maitreya Buddha. So his hope is to, you know, to see Maitreya Buddha. You know, then he went to cave for meditation, you know, to see Maitreya Buddha like that. So,He went there for 3 years, first 3 years. Then, within 3 years, he meditated, but there's no sign. Nothing happened. You know, of seeing, no sign of seeing the Maitreya Buddha. Then, you know, then he came out.
为什么说这个悲心啊，或者这个大悲心是这么重要的，这么强也有力的？在佛教里面呢，其实有很多的经典的故事，其中一个故事呢，就是无住菩萨的故事。这无住菩萨呢，想要啊见到弥勒佛啊，去问一些问题啊，修行的问题，所以呢，他就去山洞中啊闭关修行。这样他这样修，很用功，努力的修了3年，而3年过去了。一点见到弥勒佛真照的征兆都没有，所以他就下山了。
So nothing. So then he came out from the cave. Then he think not possible. Then on the way, so he have seen, he see someone, or some old man, or just you know try to rub the some kind of iron metal, you know rubbing. You know then he asked, "What you doing?"This man, then he said, "I'm rubbing this to make needle, you know." So then the Asanga thought, "Oh, if I put effort, you know, then I able to achieve, you know, able to see. Maybe not enough effort, not enough meditation, you know." Because of that, he see. Then he went back to cave, you know. Again, did meditation for 3 years.
嗯，在他下山出山洞的时候呢，就看到一个老人，这有点像李白的故事。在看到这个老人呢，这个老人在磨一根很粗的那铁棒，然后在那哇磨磨磨，你用功了磨磨磨。像无住菩萨奇怪了，哎，这个老人在磨什么？就去问了哈，啊，他就跑去问了，哎，这个老人家你在做什么？老人家讲，我在磨针，就从一个很粗的铁棒磨成一个小小的绣花针。哦，那铁棒磨成针，这样这个无住菩萨看了，哇，心里就很感动了，讲哇，这个老人呢，愿意花这样多的时间进去磨，就这样粗的铁棒磨这个针，这样我看到我自己都做了3年了嘛，才3年而已，我就放弃了，他觉得很惭愧，他讲不行，我要向这个老人学习，所以讲只要呢，我肯下功夫的话，下功夫去禅修的话，我也一定可以见到这个弥勒佛的。所以呢，他讲，嗯，我就回去山洞吧。所以他就又跑回去山洞了。
So like that, then again same thing. After this, after 6 years, so he didn't see any sign of seeing Maitreya Buddha. So he came out from the cave. He walked out. Then when he came on the way, He see on the cave, I think the bird nest on the cave. Then he see the stone is become some kind of line, very smooth, you know, because of the bird going in and out into the nest. So because of that, keep, you know, the shape, you know, some kind of smooth happen on the stone. So again, same thing, hitting not enough.Putting effort, so he must meditate like that. So then he went back another 3 years.
Oh, the birds fly in and out through the small hole.
Yeah.
Okay. 这样，他就这样回去山洞，人家又修，又修了6年。结果这6年呢，什么也没有发生过，也没有看到弥勒佛了，也没有什么征兆，然后说弥勒佛会出现了，什么都没有。所以这次呢，6年他觉得很灰心，又很失望了，所以他又下山了，他又从山洞里面出来了。像他下山的过程中呢，就看到其实
其实那山洞里面有颗石头啊，一个坚硬的大岩石，这在岩石上裂了一个缝。为什么裂了一个缝呢？因为很多小鸟进进出出，进进出出，就在那边建了鸟窝，在建鸟窝里面进进出出，哇，它就啊又感动了，这样，哇，小鸟看这样块的巨大石头居然也裂开，因为小鸟一直进进出出，然后建巢，所以它就感动，讲哇，你看，那它觉得诶，为什么别人可以做到，别的动物也可以做到，生物也可以，我应该更加精进，它觉得很惭愧啊，哎呀，你看我，所以它觉得很惭愧。所以他又跑回去山洞，又去修行了。
So like that. So this went about 9 years like that. After 9 years, still there's no sign, so he came out. Then after he came out, so he see on the rock there. So, you know, when water rain, then the drip of the water, you know, dripping on the stone. So you can see drip of water can make hole on the stone. You know, so he saw that. You know, even the raindrop can make hole on the stone. So he thought not enough effort. So then he went back another 3 years to meditate to see Mitra Buddha.
这样他又跑回去山洞，这是他修修修修，因为第一次是3年嘛，他讲不够用功，第二次6年，所以这次回去他修修修，他就修了9年，因为他用功嘛。所以修了9年过后，诶，什么东西又没发生，也没有见到那个弥勒佛的征兆，所以他怎么样呢？啊，他又灰心了。他讲啊，可能哦，哎呀，什么什么，他就很灰心了。然后他就又下山了。下山的时候刚好看过一块岩石，块岩石很坚硬的岩石。这样，因为呢，因为他刚好坐落的地方呢有水可以滴下来，那水滴滴滴，结果看到岩石这样块的岩石中间呢滴滴这样给水滴穿了一个洞滴下来。要滴水穿石嘛，所以他觉得哇很感动哦，连这种没有生命的力量，这样做作不能做作，长年累月哦，他也能够把那个坚硬的石头滴出一个洞出来。他讲啊，觉得很惭愧了，我怎么可以这样呢？我才9年而已啊，所以他又跑回去山洞继续修了。
说来的，说 you meditate about 12 years。In the cave like that, but there's no sign of seeing Mitra Buddha at all. So then, then at the end he came out, so then when he came out, so he saw there's one dog where like a lower part have a lot of this worm insect, you know, eating like that, so almost dying like that. So he saw that this dog there, so then a Sangha, he developed a, you know, so much compassion to this dog, you know, by seeing that. So there's so much insect or worm in his lower part of the body. So then a Sangha want to remove this insect or this worm, you know. So he thought if he just clean one by hand, then the worm are very delicate, so they might die. So he don't know where to put. Then he decide, you know, put this worm on his, what do you call this?
Thigh.
Yeah. Remove the worm and put his thigh. So then worm can eat his thigh, whatever idea is that. So how to remove? So he cannot remove the hand. So he has so much compassion, feeling compassion to this dog. So then he closed his eye, then want to take the worm by his tongue. And move from this dog to his thigh here, you know, put there. So like that when you close eye, he want to take the worm, then when you open eye, there's no dog there, but instead of that, he see Mitra Buddha in front of him, you know.
Did he cut his thigh? A piece of flesh.
So put his entire.
所以呢，这样这个无著菩萨又跑回山洞了。他这次你猜他闭关修行了多少年？第一次3年，第二次6年，第三次9年，这次12年了，加3年了啊！修修修啊，要精进啊，要精进啊，不可以输给那些鸟啊、水啊等等。那12年过后呢？
又什么事情又没有发生，又没有看到什么征兆啊，什么好的征兆，什么都没有，所以他怎么办呢？十二年什么都没有了，十二年过去了，他怎么办？他又出来又下山了，对了，他又下山了。这个时候呢，他就来到镇上了，他来到那个小镇上。那小镇上呢，他就看到一条狗，哇，这条狗好可怜啊，因为生病病得很重了。然后呢，不只是生病很重，好像要死掉的样子，有很多虫子啊在咬啊吃啊他的伤口，那边咬咬那狗的肉，哇，这看了他就觉得，哇，他的那个他就升起很强烈的悲心了。他有一股很强烈的悲心就升起来，讲：“哇，不行，我要帮助这条狗。”这样他想：“诶，这样我怎样把这个虫子呢，把它去除？如果呢，我用手去拔，把虫子一个一个虫子这样拔出来，那我的虫子很细吗？对吗？很细，很细微啊，很。所以如果这样拔的话，可能会伤害到虫子，虫子可能就会没命。”所以他讲，诶，这样就不可以了。这如果把虫子拿出来，那虫子没有东西吃也会饿死吗？这样变成我害死那个虫子。所以他就想，哎呀，我该怎么办呢？因为他不行了，我一定要为他做什么。但因为他有强烈的悲心，他讲，哦，要不然我把虫子拿出来之后，我放在我大腿上，这样这虫子就可以吃我大腿的肉。然后他有肉可以继续吃，他就会死掉。可是我不这样就解决这个问题。可是如果用手拔，那虫子会死掉，怎么办呢？我想，那虫子又这样小，怎么办？讲，哎，不然我用我的舌头去舔，用我的舌头啊，我舌头吧，那让虫子移上来我的舌头，然后放在我的腿上。所以他就啊，菩萨嘛，菩萨，他讲，哎呀，不行了，这最好的办法了哈、哦。所以他就用舌头这样伸出来，然后伸出来就要舔那个虫子。像他就那时候他就关上眼睛了，因为啊，他讲，哎呀，等一下他要出力什么哈、哦，不行，所以他闭上眼睛去伸出舌头去舔那虫子。所以他当舌头一伸，可能印度人啊，给舌头给伸出来。在他伸出来的时候，他就去舔的时候，突然间他觉得，哎，为什么舌头好像没有碰到任何东西啊？那如果你的舌头你的身你没有碰到东西，你会怎么样？他就开眼睛一看，诶，那狗不见了。他看到弥勒佛啊，弥勒佛就出现在他的面前了。
啊
我们听给 Rinpoche 解释啊，好、哦、啊 ，OK， Rinpoche， she make some conclusion based on the story 啊 ，Never mind you carry on， Rinpoche carry the story， then she can check whether her answer is right or wrong。
说了的，
这故事就是这样的。
So, the point is, you know, so then, of course, then the Asanga said, then talk to Mr. Buddha, you know, how come you are not compassionate, not enough compassionate for me? I was putting effort to see you 12 years in the cave, but there's no sign, you know?
所以呢，这时候呢，无处不在看到弥勒佛，本来是应该很高兴的了。可是他第一套问弥勒佛的问题就是：为什么我在山洞里修了这样多年呢？最后是我修了十二年呢，啊，你却对我一点悲心都没有，你没有献出来给我看。
So then, Mr. Buddha said, "You know, from day one you are in the cave, I was there with you."You know, but you didn't see me. Yeah.
那弥勒佛呢就回答说：“从你第一天进入山洞闭关修行，那第一天开始，我就在里面了，我就在你的身旁了。可是呢，你却没有看到我。
Yeah. So then he said, because just now you see, because.” you have this great compassion. So because of that, you are able to purify all your negative karma. Able to see me, you know. So before you have so much negative karma, so much obscuration. So even I'm there, you are not. You won't see me that. So because of great compassion, so you purify all this negative karma. So that therefore you are able to see me, you know.
刚才你看到这条狗的时候，你升起了大悲心了，因为你的大悲心升起，在那刻升起了，所以在那一刻，你所有的业障，深重的业障的都被净化了，所以你就看见我了。以前你在山洞修行的时候呢，你的业障呢没有清除，没有净化，哦，所以它变成一个障碍，所以你没有办法看到我。只有当你的大悲心升起的时候，你的业障净化了，你才看得到我。
So, point is that, so, you know, when you have good heart, when you generate great compassion, a bodhicitta mind, then you are able to purify it, so much negative karma. So that's the story is about that.
所以这个故事呢，告诉我们呢，如果当我们有这个善良的心，我们能够升起的大慈大悲心的话呢，我们就能够净化很多很多的业障。
So, so like that. Then even you know.Also they mention in the sutra, you know, when you meditate loving kindness, then you develop bodhicitta mind, then enter in the path, that, you know, by part of, you know, accumulation, part of preparation, you know, then part of seeing, part of meditation, like different part, you know, then when you enter in the path of accumulation, so,certain level, you know, then you are able to see, you're able to hear teaching from this painting, the Buddha's Dhamma's painting, the statue, whatever, you know, you are able to receive teaching, you know, like a live Buddha from them, when you,in trying part of accumulation, certain part. So you are able to receive all this teaching from the
Mahayana power of accumulation.
Yeah, yeah. So that's not immediately, but that's also Mahayana part of Mahayana. So that's different level, you know.
佛经里面有讲过，当你能够修哦，你的修这个慈悲心，这个慈悲心升起的时候呢，你就能够进入啊，进入真正的进入这个道里面啊。比如说，你就能够进入这个这个五道的修行。这五道指的是这边指的是大圣啊，因为讲慈悲心一定是大圣的修行，就是大圣的这个五道啊，你就可以。你的慈悲心升起的话，你就是个大圣的那个佛子，你属于大圣道，所以你就进入了这个大圣的资粮道。像这个五道是资粮道、加行道、见道、修道，还有无学道。所以当你进入大圣这个资粮道的时候呢，像你当你看到这个佛像啊、彩绘啊、佛像啊或唐卡的时候呢，你就可以直接看到，诶，这些佛像呢，这个佛呢，这个彩绘的佛或塑像的佛呢，能够啊跟你开示佛法，就好像你亲自见到佛一样，所以你就达到了这样的一个净化的境界。
So like that, also mentioned when you develop the path, when you reach the part of seeing, you know, you become Arya being, the Bodhisattva, then you are able to see, you know, the thousand Buddha.And, you know, able to travel, go in the thousand Buddha's pure land, and receive teaching, you know, then you can emanate your body in thousand and make offering to Buddhas, you know, like that, so.
所以当你修从资粮道进入加行道进入见道的时候，当你这样不断的去修行，当你进入的见道的时候，就是你证得这个空性智慧，亲自见证得的空性智慧，这样呢你就已经佛教讲你就已经入了圣流，就你是一个圣者来的。哦，当你成为这个圣者的话，就是大这个菩萨的话，证得空性的菩萨，这样你就有很多的神通力量，你可以呢在一刹那间化身千百个化身哦，就比方说我可以化身一千个化身，同时呢，这一千个化身同时到达一千个佛的净土，从一千佛里面呢听闻他的教导。当然你越修越修，可能就一万啊、百万啊、千万啊、万万啊。
So like that, all this power of the compassion, power of the Bodhisattva mind, so able to do many different things, to help number of sentient beings, this power of the compassion, power of the Bodhisattva, you know.
为什么你能够有这样的能力呢？这就是因为这个菩提心的力量，这个大悲心的力量，哦，因为你拥有这大悲心呢，所以呢，你能够做很多很多很多的事情，你能够为众生做很多很多的事，哦，能够去服务众生，哦，所以这样的力量是来自于我们的菩提心，来自于我们的大悲心。
So all this, you know, the loving, love, compassion, of Buddhist mind, all.Come from sentient beings. Based on sentient beings, you have this love and compassion. Without cherishing sentient beings, you won't have love and compassion. Without love and compassion, then, you know, there's no way to achieve enlightenment. You know, so therefore, the sentient beings are extremely powerful object.
所以呢，如果我们有这个慈心和悲心，我们是可以做很多东西的。而这个慈心和悲心的升起呢，是源自于众生。如果没有众生呢，你没有办法升起这慈心和悲心。所以呢，珍爱众生呢，就是非常重要的。就是为什么我们一直讲要珍爱众生？因为珍爱众生呢，我们就可以给予他们慈心还有我们的悲心。如果没有慈心的悲心的话呢，我们就不能证得佛的果位，就不能成佛了。好，所以呢，你可以看到成佛是需要慈心悲心，慈心悲心是需要众生，所以这就是为什么讲众生呢是非常重要的。
So like that, so that's all I mentioned before. So that's why the Nagarjuna, the Lama Atisha, they all said mentioned that the sentient beings is like your personal deity. You know, the sentient beings.You are like your gurus, you know.
所以这就为什么呢？就是仁波切也开始过的。为什么呢？圣者龙树菩萨啦，或者是阿底峡尊者啦，他们曾经都这样说过：这个众生呢，就好像你自己的个人的本尊一样。
哎，是啊。okay. I think that's it.
So we're still on the first verse. First stanza. First one.
What verse? We finished already second one. Wait.
Yeah, because you say more precious than wishful in the world.
I'm jumping everywhere.
因为刚才讲起来好像还是在第一诵记，这样仁波切想其实他是跳来跳去跳来跳去啊，所以他讲的东西都适合不同的记诵啊。
We have one more class or no? We have Chinese class, one more, yeah?
30th of September. Is it 30th of September? That Sunday? Or October already? One more.
We'll see, okay.
28th of September.
Okay.
One more lesson.
28th of September. Hope I can finish the rest of the verses.
所以9月28号你们要来，为什么？因为那一天呢，仁波切会把所有的寄送全部合在一起讲到完，所以那天是特别的日子哦。
We come back 28th of September. OK.
他会把所有的寄送全部合在一起讲到完啊，所以28号请记得。
Okay,
sorry. So I have some Manjushri picture for the Chinese class who didn't get the Chinese class. I'll pass this one. Yeah.
所以呢，早上的时候呢，仁波切发了一个文殊示例，就智慧佛的图像给乐林乐法的朋友们。所以现在呢，谁要的话也可以上来请。They can come out to get from Rinpoche.
Yeah, later.
好
OK, we do the dedication. Yeah.
现在做回向，请打开日常诵文第32页 Page 32 of the short daily prayers. 我们是用华文念，可是你可以用英语念。You can do it in English if you want to, or you can do it in Chinese, together with us, up to you. 回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面 page 34勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切30善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根皆回向。谢谢大家，28号见。所以在休息的时候你们要去把它背起来。